Storm Radio.
The horses are on the track. They've been doing it down at the zoo, and I can show you.
Evolved from men.
Detonation or the flying debris could kill you in seconds. That's air pollution. But man's deliberate pollution of the air he breathes will take a little longer. Words to think about from the sportsmen in your area and the National Rifle Association of America.
rocket fire signifies, in the final sense, a fest from those who hunger and are not fed, those who are cold and are not clothed. This world in arms is not spending money alone. It is spending the sweat of its laborers, the genius of its scientists, the hopes of its children. The cost of one modern heavy bomber is this: a modern brick school in more than 30 cities. It is two electric power plants, each serving a town of 60,000 population. It is two fine, fully equipped hospitals. It is some 50 miles of concrete pavement.
Our fate does not really depend on who is sitting in the White House. Our fate depends on who is sitting outside the White House.
Atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, a military base. We won the race of discovery against the Germans. We have used it in order to shorten the agony of war, in order to save the lives of thousands and thousands of young Americans.
With a half million bushels of wheat. We pay for a single destroyer with new homes that could have housed more than 8,000 people. This is, I repeat, the best way of life to be found on the road the world has been taking. This is not a way of life at all, in any true sense. Under the cloud of threatening war, it is humanity hanging from a cross of iron. These plain and cruel truths define the peril and point the hope that come with the spring of 1953.
You maniac! You blew it up! Oh, damn you! God damn you all to hell!
Countryside is overgrown. There's a lighthouse and a song. Wrestling with butcher girls. She don't ever change her clothes.
WMFO in Medford.
Masterpieces, liquid day, infernal tears. bullets for the past. Underneath the broken bridge, hookers hug illegal debts. Masterpieces, liquid day, and verbal tears. I can sleep inside a box 100 years. Lizards in the pressure zone.
Yes. Okay, so this is WMFO Medford 91.5 Test Community Radio. Woohoo!
The high priest of the LSD movement is Dr. Timothy Leary. Once a respected professor of clinical psychology at Harvard, now at 47, depending on your point of view, a prophet or a threat to the conventional morality.
LSD is a psychedelic drug. Psyduck means mind opening. Psyduck means process of going within. Psychedelic chemicals are ways of contacting your body, contacting areas of your nervous system which can teach you things. Psychedelic drugs tend to turn you off from the outside world and put you in tune with what we call the divinity within.
I had this one the other day. Well, it was big, of course, but somewhat dark and throbbing. And I could feel it move all the way to the back of my mouth. And I put my tongue on it and went back and forth, and I could feel it getting stronger. And then you can feel all the energy come into your mouth, and you're like, yeah.
Your time, but everybody wants to. do it raw.
We like it raw.
Let's not kid ourselves about this. I believe very sincerely and deeply in LSD as a sacrament and a psychedelic way of life. The chances are that I'm wrong, because as a visionary prophet, you know, it's 1 out of 100 that you're right, and 99 out of 100 that you're a nut. That's the chance of the game, but history will tell. See, we're saying that man should go back to the basic tribal pattern. We should not get hooked up in these mass megalopolis cosmopolitan national groups. The basic unit of human life is the family and the small tribal group which knows itself and its members face to face. Right now I live in Millbrook, New York. It's the largest state, where we have 60 people, 15 children, 45 adults. We consider it a country, but we think that in the future you're going to see thousands of small groups like ours dropping out of the mass anthill society and forming their own little communities. Now, the problem is you have to work harder to do that. The escape today is to be conforming. It takes much more courage, imagination, energy, and hard work to drop out than it does to drift along.
How widespread is the use of LSD among our young people in college? And further, what are the reasons for them wanting to use it?
Well, nobody knows how many people smoke marijuana or take LSD today. It's like how many virgins are there at Vassar. Now, why do I say that? Because the kids in the United States today who are taking LSD tend to be from our best colleges. The kids in Podunk State College in Arkansas, they're drinking bourbon the way their fathers did. They're not taking LSD or smoking pot. It's Berkeley, it's Harvard, it's Yale, it's Chicago. Where you find the LSD use. These are the kids who are searching. They want more. They don't want Vietnam. They don't want race riots. They don't want IBM computer security checks. They want more. And the more isn't the Bible. It isn't the conventional religion. It isn't the conventional rewards of two cars in a garage. It's always inside. wise men and philosophers have always said this, the more is always in here. Start your own religion. Start your own country. Don't buy any of the old codes. They're static and canned. Write your own Ten Commandments. Discover yourself the world is round or flat.
Many centuries ago, people wouldn't go so far on a map because there were phrases like, beyond here, demons or dragons dwell. Did you know how far you could go before, literally, one might drop off the end of the earth?
That's one of the best questions I've ever been asked, is the question that I think about. More seriously, the question, how much knowledge can the human mind stand before it freaks out? I don't know how much insight you can give a society and still ask people to perform the task in society. When you take LSD, you drop out of the overall social... You're not going to... The kids who take LSD aren't going to fight your wars, middle-class, middle-aged, whiskey-drinking generals. They're not going to join your corporations, middle-class, middle-aged, whiskey-drinking corporation presidents. They won't buy it. I predict that within 15 years, and that means that most of the people watching this program will see an LSD orthodoxy in this country. You'll see an LSD president, a pot-smoking Supreme Court, and I'll predict to you, my profession is visionary prophet. I'll prophesy what the next kick is going to be. It's going to be electronic brain stimulation. Within 15 years, we'll have little buttons, and if you want to get happy, or if you want to go back in time, or if you want to learn faster, you'll press buttons, because the brain is a neuroelectric network. Now, when that happens, the LSD orthodoxy will be saying, this new thing is too much. Man shouldn't have that much power. But you can't stop it. Evolution continues to probe the dangerous, the mysterious, the new. It's no accident that enormous crowds come out to hear me lecture. Whenever I go to a college, it's always sold out. It's not because I'm that clever. It's because they gave me the good lines in the show. Turn on, tune in, drop out.
Yes, I have behaved badly sometimes. Yes, it is true. It is those people that I have offended. I want to say to them, I'm deeply sorry about that, and I apologize.
Here we go. our theme for this week's Tears of the Gods sound collage is Yo Future. Going out to Tufts Fletcher School. Student Reed Gustafson and his colleagues in the Global Business Administration program who are meeting each other for the first time in person this big campus immersion weekend. We kicked off the last set with Big Audio Dynamite and The Bottom Line. And then it was some clips from the Planet of the Apes and my Plastic Sushi Atomic remix of Kraftwerk's Radioactivity with Presidents Harry Truman and Dwight Eisenhower reflecting on things like Truman's use of the atomic bomb against Japan. And Dwight Eisenhower, those were actually excerpts from one of his two speeches known as his bookend speeches at the beginning of his administration and then at the end of his administration, his farewell address to the nation. This was the beginning one, and it was after Stalin had died and that he was reflecting on the tremendous costs of the military buildup and looking if there was a way that the world could get out of that. He wasn't the greatest orator. You can hear him stumble a little bit in that speech, but as I said before, I think he was the last president who had the absolute highest personal integrity and the ability to lead large bureaucracies. He was the supreme commander of the Allied forces for the invasion of Europe in World War II. And he knew what bureaucracy was like, and he predicted the problems about the military-industrial complex. So it's warning to the nation. Then we heard from Beck and Pressure Zone, and then the Plastic Sushi Big Dark One remix of Van Halen's Everybody Wants Some, going out to former WMFO DJ Chase Carson. And then our conclusion of Timothy Leary's The Pursuit of Pleasure, an NBC interview from 1967. I mixed that up against Brian Eno's The Lost Day, an ambient piece. But I pitch shifted that up a musical fifth. And then I sonically reversed it. And then I mixed in all of the Timothy Leary. And then we finished things off with our featured artists Apollo 440 and Raw Power from their Electro Glide in Blue. You know, Timothy Leary, as he said, he was, when you're a visionary prophet, you kind of expect to be wrong, and he didn't quite have the details correct about 15 years from 1967, having people who'd experienced drugs at the highest level of government. And the electronic brain stimulation, we got some of that, but not quite what he was envisioning. His tune in, turn on, drop out. Well, you know, the best advice that I've heard about that in general is don't drop out completely. Drop halfway out. And your life could be better for slowing down and thinking about things, but still living something of a life in our industrial society. Right now, backing me up is the music of Anton Dvorak, the Czech composer from the 19th century. This is the second part of his concerto for cello and orchestra, the Adagio. And in the next set, we're going to have some more songs about money and fame. We're going to be hearing from Rage Against the Machine with Take the Power Back. And boy, did I need to get my Sonic Hammer of the Gods out to smash out the bad words in that. Also, some Howlin' Wolf about working for your money. But we're going to start things off with another Chuck U contribution of sorts, The Clips, in this next remix of a song called Ghosts by the 10th Planet. The two preachers, I heard Chuck U many years ago on WMBR, our sister station, 88.1 on your FM dial. And I grabbed these excerpts of the two preachers and mixed them up. And you know, the one thing that I'd like to say is, if you're trying to do good and you get noticed and people give you money, be very careful. That's temptation. You look at just, you know, I'm not going to get into it, but the Black Lives Matter movement, there's the you know, the doing things right there. And then there's people started giving money, and it's a nonprofit. And where is all that money going? And there's so many other, you know, the best thing is if you can do your project without funding. But if you start a nonprofit movement and people give the movement money, that's not your money. And if you're asking for funding to accomplish something and people give you money, you've set up an obligation to them. Now we've all got to live. And, you know, if you're being a consultant and you're straightforward about that, that's one thing. But be very careful about leading a movement and getting money and the temptation that comes with money and the temptation that comes with power. Okay, let's begin our final set here with some preachers asking for money. Or
I work for 75 cents an hour with a picker shovel, and I preached on Sundays and pastored the church, and I said, because I was faithful, God's now given me a Cadillac, hallelujah. And I said, I'll tell you something else, God would have something wrong with him if he didn't, because Jesus Christ himself said that no man hath forsaken houses or lands or fathers or mothers or brothers or friends, except that he'll get a hundredfold.
You don't get meetings or you don't get booked back unless you have a gimmick. Whereas the evangelists say it's a ministry. Like, it's incredible. They'll say, oh, brother so-and-so, he's got the ministry of laying on of hands, or he's got the ministry of prophecy. That's a gimmick. And the guys that have the gimmicks get the big meetings and do good. And I mean, I used one time, I had a thing where there's a special kind of ink you can buy, and you put it on, and with perspiration, the salt starts to come out and you start to perspire. It'll turn red, and so I painted a cross, you know, I just did a cross like this in my head. And while I was preaching, the cross started to show immediately. People started nudging each other, you know, and of course it went away, I think, after a while, and that's all my wife's going to remember. But afterwards, I mean, like, I had that whole audience, that was the biggest meetings that I've ever had, because they saw that cross, and, oh, Brother Marge, when you were preaching tonight, the cross was over your head. I mean, that was convinced them, you know, that it was really very, very real, and it made it very easy for me to, take offerings and receive money.
Thank you.
Chances are that there are at least 200 or 300 little old ladies who've got a $10 bill in a cookie jar. And so if you even get, you know, if a couple hundred go over and get it and send it to you, that's $2,000 that you've made just like that. And so, you know, if you're going to get into big time religion, this is the games you've got to play, things like that. It's a go into it as a business and you work it as a business.
You got to wait for your money, good kind friend, and after you get it, move out.
Get your hands on your money. Find out where you're going. Get your hands on your money. Find out where you're going. I'm gonna leave this town and I ain't coming back no more. Well, my mama, she don't love me. Daddy don't love me no more. Well, my mama don't love me. Daddy don't love me no more. I'ma leave ya, baby, going down on the coast. Blow.
The only reason I'm doing this is to get my face on more screens, to get my name in more papers and more print, and to expand my fame.
But, it, and, but you are and, aware it's going to be problems
to,
for you, isn't it, later?
And also to increase my financial power.
Thank you.
need.
But the lesson plan he can't recall. The student's eyes don't perceive the lies bouncing off every fucking wall. Closure is well kept. I guess he fears playing the fool. The place that students sit and listen to that that he learned in school. Europe ain't my rope to swing on. Can't learn a thing from it. Can we hang from it? Gotta get it. Put brother man up. Close the doors on those who try. The strike on and mangle the truth. Cause the circle of hatred continues unless we react. We gotta take the power back.
No more lies.
more lies.
There's no question that a single instrument can sound beautiful, but place it next to a different yet equally beautiful one, and the result can be magical. It's like the harmonies created in a diverse neighborhood where folks from different religious, racial, and cultural backgrounds all lend their own unique tone to the community voice and community spirit. Diversity promotes a greater sense of engagement. It lessens racial stereotypes. It better prepares our children for the global community they will inhabit. In fact, neighborhood diversity doesn't just sound good. It sounds great. To better understand the benefits of diversity, log on to aricherlife.org. That's www.aricherlife.org. A message brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance in celebration of the 40th anniversary of the Fair Housing Act.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done." Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out his cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em,
when to hold 'em,
know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the deal is done.
You've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford. Our theme this week has been Yo Future, going out to listener Reed Gustafson and his colleagues at the Tufts Fletcher School's Global Business Administration program, who are meeting personally here for the first time in their big immersion on campus this weekend. Okay, we had a lot of music there. Sabo Affairs coming up. I just wanted to say that this closing song was going out to Helter Skelter Annie Ross. And I know that was one of her favorite songs from one of her coaches about how you play the game. And thanks so much for listening. I expect to be back again next week and some other theme for you. And coming up, yes.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Mary Wilson